endured the cross, despising the shame, and is sit down at the right hand of the Father. I'm glad tonight that I can stand on the Word of God. I'm glad tonight that I feel that holiness is the only way. Amen. Oh, glory to God. That holy living is what it's going to take it to make it through. I preach sometimes a little strong, and people wonder, why is preached like this? I said, I found out a long time ago, hallelujah, that I've got to live by the Word of God. And Sister Jackson sometimes says, you're crazy. And she knows me better than anybody on this earth. Hallelujah. After 48 years with the same woman, hallelujah, I feel good tonight, living holiness and proclaiming the unsearchable riches that are in Christ Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Wouldn't want to try any other way. Oh, hallelujah. I found that pleasure that I once craved. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. I found it in Jesus. I was at an auction the other day, and they were announcing the things that they had, and they said, this property has an artesian well on it. I said, well, thank God I got one inside of me. Hallelujah. Praise God. It just keeps overflowing and running over. Hallelujah. A well springing up unto everlasting life. Hallelujah. I love Him tonight, and I want to please Him. But I don't know what's going to happen in these last days when we see the standard of holiness being let down in many churches. But God is going to have a people. And I preach Sunday, oh hallelujah, that this church that Jesus bought with His own blood is going to go out a glorious church, having not spot or wrinkle or any such thing, but it'll be holy. Holy, and oh, glory to God. And I said, it's going to be by the washing of the water of the Word. Hallelujah. Come on, saints of God. We've got to take the Word of God and let it do the work in our life. Hallelujah. We've got to take the Word and apply it to our lives and get back to old time holiness, where the joy of the Lord is showing in our services, where people could not tell who was the preacher when they come into the old time holiness meetings. Amen. They say, who's the preacher? Because everybody was preaching. Woo! Woo! Glory to God. I feel Him in my soul tonight. Glory to God. I know it's not all in a shout. I know there's a walk that you have to walk straight. When you can shout all you want to, but old timers used to say, when you hit the ground, you need to walk straight. Hallelujah. Praise God. And I believe in the old time way. I believe in the old time way. I believe that God has spoken in His Word that Christ left us an example that we should follow in His steps. Hallelujah. Come on now. I know that's a little straight, but that we could follow in His steps. I know that people say you're crazy to think you can follow in His steps, but He said He suffered, leaving us an example that we should follow in His step. It's because we draw back from suffering that we're not following in His steps. We draw back from suffering. The old flesh doesn't like that suffering. But oh, saints of God, there's a place where Jesus got the victory. It was in the Garden of Gethsemane where He went a little further. Oh, praise God. And fell on His face, one of the writers said, and cried, oh, Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Oh, but nevertheless, not as I will, but Thine be done. Hallelujah. That's where we have to come to. Glory to God. Not my will, but Thine be done. And tonight, I'm sure there is no of this one thing. There is now, therefore now, no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Oh, for they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh. But they that are after the Spirit, the things of the Spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Hallelujah. And I told them the other night that this joy that I was speaking with comes with the package. For the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Joy in the Holy Ghost. Woo! Glory to God. I feel Him in my soul tonight. And I know that here at Highway, there's been a lot of preaching. Enough preaching to save the world. If it would only be obeyed, amen. But glory to God, it comes down to this, Brother Colin. We've got to line up with the Word of God. We've got to line up with the preached Word of God. Oh, I had a lady come by the other night from Alabama, way down deep south. And she preached to us and stirred my heart about going on in. Now, don't draw back there. You don't want to mess with the anointed preaching of God's Word. Huh? You don't want to mess with it. It was anointed, and she preached, oh hallelujah, that we could go on into the heart of Gethsemane. Hallelujah. Into the heart of Gethsemane. Oh hallelujah. And this must come before we're able to bear the cross. It came before Jesus was to bear the cross. Hallelujah. It must come, saints of God, to where we'll say, not my will, but thine be done. Hallelujah. I got joy, joy, joy down in my soul. Hallelujah. For I know where He brought me from. I know how He's keeping me. By His grace, I'm kept day by day. I know where I'm headed. I know what the end shall be when I had the heart attack and left this world. Oh, hallelujah. Left this world and my sister-in-law, my wife, wouldn't let me stay. But oh, hallelujah, there was a peace. There was a peace like I had never known. And all I can witness of it later, Brother Collins, was I saw a white square, perfect white square. And God said, that's perfect peace awaiting you. Oh, hallelujah. Come on, we don't know the peace of God here. We'll never know the peace of God here, but we'll know it there. Glory to God, it's peace that passeth all understanding. Hallelujah. What? Glory to God. Oh, glory to God. I tell you, we need revival like we've never needed it before. But it seems like TV has taken over and replaced the old-fashioned tent meetings. You know, come on, where the power of God was made known and where the fire has been seen running along the tops of the tents. Amen. Gospel tents. Oh, where one fell one time in a storm of 1,800 people under it. And blew down in the storm, and there was no injuries. Oh, hallelujah. Come on, saints of God. And the children's tent was over a few feet away where they had the children, and it was not touched. Come on, God is still in charge if we'll let Him be. He's still in charge if we'll let Him be. God wants to do things today like we haven't seen for a while. Oh, glory to God. He wants to open the eyes of the blind. He wants to unstop deaf ears. He wants to, oh, hallelujah, loose dumb tongues and heal the lame and the sick. that the lame man can leap like a hart, hallelujah, and run for his life, hallelujah. It's so good. Amen. I've seen some miracles. I've experienced the miracle of healing in myself. And I want to pass it on. Glory to God. I like to run in the service. And the reason is, I think that one day I was playing just a friendly game of ball in a minister's retreat. I shouldn't have been. I should have been praying instead of playing, I suppose. And broke my ankle, or seemingly broke it. Suffered with it 2 weeks long. Oh, come on now. Suffered 2 weeks. I'd have the saints pray, and I could walk and stomp and while they were praying, but as soon as they'd leave, I'd be hopping again. Come on now. Come on. You ever experienced anything like that? That's the way it is. But I suffered with it 2 weeks. And then one day, where we lived is about 300 yards to the mailbox. I said, God, if you just help me get to the mailbox today, oh, hallelujah, I'll run back to the house. And I went on the trip. I'd kneel down and I'd pray and I'd say, God, you got to help me get out there. And I finally reached that place, Brother Valentine. I reached the mailbox, I grabbed the mail and turned and ran. I was healed instantly. Come on now. It's committal that gets the job done. Oh, hallelujah. It's committal if you'll just say, oh, hallelujah, God, I'll do this and meet it. Oh, hallelujah. You can stand on it, on his word. Hallelujah. Glory to God. One of our children, all of our children, has been down to death's door in these 38 years. We've been serving God. What people said was down to death's door. And God came on the scene just in time. About the time people would start talking, said, oh, you're going to be in trouble if they die. You're going to be in trouble if they die. They're going to put you in jail. About the time they looked like they was about gone, God would move. Amen. Come on the scene. And my wife's been that sick. I've been that sick. And God has come through every time. I must tell it that God is still a God that is able to move. Amen. My third son was sick with what seemed to be pneumonia, hadn't eaten in 7 days, lay with a fever, a high fever, couldn't get up. I went to church, and they said, this son of Brother Jackson's needs a touch. Let's lay hands on him, and when he goes home, he can lay hands on this boy, and he'll be healed. Some fellow said this, and it's already gone on. And they did just that. They anointed me and laid their hands on me. I went home. My wife had stayed home with the boy. And I walked right through the house, not saying a word, knelt down by the bed and was committed to stay there until he was raised up. And it didn't take but a few minutes till he was up eating and drinking. And oh, hallelujah. Come on, saints. It's a committal. And God, if you can just get people to commit themselves and their minds and their hearts to the promises of God that are faithful and true and unfailing, God, we'll see things done for the glory of God. I'm going to quit. Hallelujah. I'm not finished. I could go on, but I need to quit.